I can only give you my own personal perspective. And that's what's interesting about this is like my third trip to see how everybody's perspective is so different. And okay, I'm going to go by your outline.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. What we take, I'm kind of, which I found out, kind of like Peter. I have this kind of gung-ho attitude. I'll do whatever. Anybody who knows me will know that. And I'll just kind of jump before I think or jump or speak before I think all that. But that's kind of what I had. And I would just do whatever. And I don't know anything about teaching VBS. So I think the first week I was supposed to learn VBS, Vacation Bible School. And I took advantage of that time to learn the language and learn it from the people there. And it was awesome. I mean, they really were so into teaching me how to speak and how to write in Khmer, and it was so fun and count, and they also wanted to learn English too. So I spent really my first week just doing that, and besides everything else we had to do. But and then what did I leave there? You make so many connections with so many people that you hope that when God prompts you to minister to somebody that you do leave them with something. I'm going to get teary-eyed because for some reason, monks stood out for me. And I don't know why. I don't know why. I just kept thinking, okay, I'm here for the kids, but I w really wasn't sure why I was there, but the monks really stood out. And so I just kept praying about it, praying about it. And I kept, before we went, we weren't supposed to talk to them. We're not supposed to, take their picture. We're not supposed to do all this stuff. Well, I broke all the rules. Anyway, so, and I just kept running into them. It was really crazy. And then I just kept praying about it. God, am I supposed to minister to them? And what am I supposed to do? Well, on our very last day on the debriefing, on our last, very last day, when we signed into a hotel, the bellman, I guess that's what you call him, the bellman, he used to be a monk, and he was a monk for 10 years. And I'm like, okay, am I supposed to talk to him? I was so excited. And so the next morning I got up and no one was awake. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just go down to the beach because we were right next to the water. And who was right there but the monk, the guy that was a monk. His name was Pip. And so I talked to him Khmer, and they love that. Love that when you speak in their own language. So I started talking to him, and all day long he kept coming back and asking me questions. And then I'd run over to the missionary Chris and ask him, okay, so what else can you tell me about Buddhism? What else don't they believe? And so every time he kept coming back for more. And he goes, I have to go to work. And then he kept coming back for more, and I have to go to work. This went on until like 11 o'clock at night. It was so awesome. So that's how I ended my trip. And God prompted me to speak to a few other people that, I'm like, okay. That seemed really, normally would be extremely difficult to speak to, but I'm like, okay, you want me to do it? I'll do it. Okay, no problem. And I think what I brought home, besides the language and the love for the people there, is the desire to help them. The desire, I felt so at home there. I mean, I just felt overwhelmed with, I mean, we're in the slums. And I mean, they're living over the sewage, watching sewage go by. The kids are running around in it. They have nothing. They have absolutely nothing. They live with, just sticks for houses. And it's like, and you have to leave that. You have to leave these little kids that you make connections with, and the teenagers that are kind of running everything. And I just felt so at home there. And I think that at home feeling for me is that's where God wants me, with Him, wherever that is, right here. I just felt so at home. And I feel like I've been home ever since. And that's, I can't even tell you how awesome that is. And wonderful things just keep happening. It's like the trip hasn't ended. It's like every day, it's like, what are you going to show me today? And it's beyond anything I can imagine every day, including today. It's pretty awesome. But I know I'm shaking because I'm just so overwhelmed by what's happened and what's happening. But I mean, most of you guys have been on a trip, but if you haven't, watch out. It's going to change your life forever. And you're going to be closer to God than you ever thought imaginable. So it's awesome. And what's really neat, I have to say, is one thing that has just happened. just with my friends that are non-Christians. They're really interested in what we did and what happened, but they're having me pray with them. And they're non-Christians. I mean, these are people I've known forever. I'm praying with my friends. And they're all interested in doing a fundraiser for the orphanage there because it doesn't cost that much money. I mean, $5,000 to buy a lot and build an orphanage. I mean, that's nothing here. Of course, you won't have running water or toilets, but none of them do. So, but it's someplace. It's someplace for these people who are abandoned to go, these children and women and elderly. They just don't have anywhere to go. And so the ministry just keeps going. And that's what's really cool. It's like, you know, whether we raise money for it, whether we raise a lot of money for it, they're involved and they're interested. And the ministry just keeps going. So it's really cool. Thanks.